Nadia Mori is the extension coordinator for the Peace Region Living Lab, and she joins us for the Ag Show today on the line. Nadia, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, I'll just get your comments that Living Lab may be coming to the Peace Region. It is, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I was just going to say you can swap out that may to that it will come to the Peace Region.
What would the lab entail for the Peace Region and surrounding area?
So the Peace Region Living Lab, it's funded by Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada, AFC for short. It's part of their Agricultural Climate Solution Program. And the idea is that the Peace Region apparently has quite a lot of potential to absorb more carbon in the soil, in our agricultural soils, and that's why it has been identified as a prime area to have a living lab. And our living lab is actually really special because it crosses the Peace Region on the Alberta and BC side. Usually living labs are based on a provincial basis, but because our region, you know, if we ignore that pesky little line on the map, we kind of share similar land management challenges. And if you look at the watershed of the Peace River, then we really do go together. And that's why I think it makes so much more sense that our groups are working together across the Peace Region.
Some of those groups include, I'm just reading the press release here, farmers, ranchers, scientists, commodity groups, all into the agricultural community to come up with ideas for this. How big is the collaboration in your mind, do you think it's going to be?
Well, if you look at it, we have 9 groups that are coming together, 4 from the Alberta side and 4 from the BC side, and then the lead group, which is the Peace Region Forage Seed Association, they're actually active in Alberta and BC. So we're 9 groups together, and it encompasses the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association, North Peace Applied Research Association, the Mackenzie Applied Research Association, Sarda Ag Research, the BC Grain Producers, Northern Cohort with NEAT, the Peace River Forage Association, and Fourth Sister Farm. So if you think about the different commodity groups that we're pulling together here, we really got kind of a little bit of everything covered. So it's a very exciting collaboration that all these groups are coming together.
Nadia, how much is this project going to really give a boost to agriculture in the Peace Region and surrounding area?
So if you think the financial contribution from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada is just shy of $6 million, and then we will also have to contribute some of our own funding, which will be through checkoff dollars, other environmental programs that are offered in both Alberta and BC, as well as some corporate sponsorship. So that's a big chunk of money that's coming into the region, be it spread out over 5 years. But it'll really be also seed money for other research that can be leveraged. And the beautiful part about the Living Lab is that it looks at the farm as a whole level. It's not just something that's done in a lab, and that's kind of where the living lab portion comes from. The farm is almost like the lab, and the living part is that things can always change on a farm. You know, the weather can change, external factors can change, something else can happen, and a farmer might have to adjust what they meant to do, and that's where the living part comes in, that they do have that leverage to adjust their project accordingly. And then we can really answer questions that farmers have if they want to look more at what is my grazing management actually doing, or what is my tillage program or no-till program, what is that doing in terms of soil carbon and greenhouse gas emission reduction. We can really tailor the research towards those questions.
The Living Lab project here, Nadia, is over the next 5 years. And over that next 5 years, what is the Living Lab hoping to accomplish?
So the primary goals that are set out within the parameters of the funding are to measure the greenhouse gas emission reduction and also how much carbon sequestration can be done with these various innovative practices on the farm. But then we're also interested in other factors like co-benefits, which is a fancy way of saying other benefits that would come along with applying these innovative practices. So is your soil infiltration improving? And is biodiversity, both above ground and below ground, improving? What's it doing to the economics on the farm, which is also important? And that's kind of covered under the umbrella of socioeconomic impacts, which will also look at barriers to adopting certain practices. So maybe I would like to change my grazing management, but there's certain barriers. Maybe I don't have enough labor, I don't have enough fencing, I don't have access to water. What are those hindrances that are in people's ways? And so it'll measure all of those things and report on that.
Even before the Living Lab announcement was made, how much progress was made in this, I guess, either establishment or this project?
So it was a two-stage application process that the Peace Region Forage Seed Association went through. In the first stage, it was just determining if we were a viable solution or a viable program in the region. And then in the second stage, which was almost 9 months, where all of the partner groups were consulted and we started looking at who would be those producers that would like to work with us and would be interested in being part of this and would be open to a 5-year commitment, which is not a short-term commitment for a project. So that all happened over the last year and a half. And now we finally come to the stage where we can move to implement the next steps.
How good is the timing of this project and the project announcements, especially now that times have been relieved a little bit, I guess you could say, after COVID?
You bet. Yeah, it's definitely great timing because part of the project involves a lot of in-person components, such as on-farm tours, field workshops. We'll also have small mentorship groups that are called, we call them learning clusters, because we can only have about 60 producers being part of this project, but there's a lot of additional producers who would be interested in maybe implementing some of the practices, and then they can kind of be part of a learning cluster and still work with this one producer that's part of the Living Lab, and then they can still do some problem solving together, do some peer-to-peer learning. So a lot of in-person components that we would like to implement, along with, you know, your winter seminars and workshops that we'll do. But it's very focused on the farmers and ranchers and to kind of give them the education or training that they would actually like to see as well.
That actually was going to be one of my questions here, Nadia. How can the average farmer, the average rancher, the average, keeper, for lack of a better term, of the agriculture sector here in the Peace Region, how can they get involved in the project?
So if you're, say, a member of one of the partner groups, that would be the greatest place to start, is to go to your association. So say if you're a member of the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association, you would go and talk to your team there, to the board there, and see if you could be part of it. If you, say, don't have an association with one of the member groups, you could still reach out to our director, Akeem Omokanye, at Peace Country Beef and Forage, and he might be able to connect you with one of those learning clusters as well. Or they could also reach out to myself, and the email for that would be extension@peacelivinglab.ca. And then hopefully we could connect that interested person with one of those learning clusters. And if not that, then there definitely would be opportunities to attend farm tours and field workshops. We do hope to make that all open to the public, so it's not just reserved for people who are part of the Living Lab. It'll be open to the producers in the area, producers in general, public, anybody who's interested in what we're doing at those field sites.
From your end of the spectrum, Nadia, what are the next steps in the process? I know it's a 5-year term, but I'm sure there are next steps.
You bet, yes. And there's lots of work to be done, especially because we did receive the final approval a little bit late in the year. If you look at the farming fields, things have already been planted, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of work left to do in our first year. So we will have a big kickoff event on August 11 in Fairview, where we will invite the whole research team, all of our producer collaborators, and all of our partner groups, and just have a bit of a meet and greet so people can network and learn a bit more about what everybody signed up for. And then we will have to take all the baseline measurements at all of our 60 farms, which is also not a small task. So we will be going around, and a big component is taking these big, long 1 meter soil cores, which will be needed for the soil carbon assessment. So that will all have to be still done this fall, I guess. Yeah.
Nadia Mori is the extension coordinator of the Peace Region Living Lab, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Nadia, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.